Let's talk about Mother's Day and mothers, particularly black mothers. Females, mothers, grandmothers, women in general, ladies, girls, don't realize the amount of influence that they have on men, boys, males, you know. They don't understand that influence that they have, that effect, that outlook that you come from a home where all the females are loud, or they're saying stuff, or they physical, or they finesse, or they, you know, whatever it is, even the good positive things, they're gonna take after you just in a different light. You had 7 kids by different baby fathers. They probably followed in the same footsteps, think that's kind of cool, that's how we grew up, that's no big deal. Then they go out there with six baby mamas, 8 kids, 6 baby mamas or something like that, some variation. Getting women, because the same woman that you are, that's what your son is going to get. I would like to tell the mothers that the same woman that you are. So if he bring home this woman and you don't like her, she's a reflection of you. She's got some things that, because that's where he's from. That's what he's bringing around. But, whatever you do, his outlook on women in general. And you got these dudes talking about, my mother is a strong, independent, woman, but she's not married. She's divorced, or she's just not married. I get the mama's boy thing, but you gotta look at it for what it is. Not saying that that individual is a bad person. Those are not bad traits to have. Independent, strong. My mother's my best friend. A lot of people say that one. A lot of guys say that one. But here's where it goes wrong on the flip side. Okay. Because, they like to paint this picture to get your money every single holiday of everything's just so perfect. It's not perfect like that. That's why I say everything, the mother and the father, but the mother too, influences the child, the son, daughter, whatever. Okay. It influences them. So if you have a mother, because I'm tired of this too, whooping or trying to fight their sons, or women of older age that could be old enough to be these dudes' mothers, are starting altercations, fights, different things like that, taking an 8-year-old, 12-year-old boy and just literally fighting him like he's a grown man on the street. And they've been doing that to grown men on the street. So, and at a certain point, you're like, okay, stop, hold up. Wait a minute now. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to hit you. And then she knock you upside your head. What you going to do? Kind of moment on the adult side. But the kids, if you growing up with Miss Tate, or you grew up with Miss Tate, or anything, any kind of variation like that. Because I get rules, I understand rules, but when it gets to the point of physical violence, anger, you're doing it out of anger, you're beating the kids for 30, 40 minutes, that's not the black community. That's just abuse. Okay, a kid hiding in the report card because he made an F, and the mother, smacking him a couple of times on the bottom or punishing him. Oh, okay, no Xbox, no TV, you know, no playground, no none of that, no fun stuff, you know. You know, I get punishments like that, or being upset at the child. But when you start to do that, even if you do it in a small portion, and the kid is seeing that, it makes the kid act worse than what he already is. And when I go back to, you influence males on how mothers act around their sons, that's on everything. Okay, you don't wear certain stuff around your kids. I get you're at the beach, everybody's going to be half naked, so it's a different community standard for that. So people talking about this, that, and other, you might notice something about that woman with her children, but everybody else is not noticing that. And that's sexualizing that moment, unless she has on something that is just beyond the point of that's the point. You're wearing a G-string, but then you're with your kids. But different countries, you know, different outlooks on that part. But if you Florida, difference than down here in South Carolina, it'd be a little different. Not so much, but a little difference. But you can't get mad at nobody because the kids are not looking at it like that. 5-year-old, 10-year-old kids not looking at it like that unless you put that in their head, you know, like that, you know. If somebody was doing something with that person, that's a whole nother story. But I don't, how you see that as, you know, inappropriate. But if the chick, like a lot of chicks, like a lot of chicks do, they put all the children in the bathroom with the change clothes in these water parks and whatnot. Okay, now that's inappropriate. Or what happened, the guy came up to me talking about, why is she doing that in front of me? Why is she changing? Now that's something. Yeah, that's something. And then when the kids get older, they don't have to quit doing that because it's going to be a violation, and mama might have to go to jail, or they might have to go to jail if they're, you know, old enough. Community standard. But you know, the mother influences everything. So if he sees a woman undressed like that, he's gonna assume something on that whatever the mother and the father sometimes think about that. So if y'all be talking with y'all friends and talking about that hole over there, and they pick up on that, you are influencing the outlook on what they think about women. So it's not just men doing that. It's women doing that also. And they're saying that men are abusive, but women are the abusers because you have nowhere to run. If you're being abused, where are you going to go? You're trapped. Where are you going to go if you're being abused? And then most kids, they know about they don't want to be in foster care. You know, they don't want to be this. So they, you know, some kids, you know, they tolerate it. And they keep talking about, you know, making jokes about CPS and all that other stuff. And all these other things. You don't know what the context it was, you know, set in for them, their parents. Okay. But what I am saying, it's not the different strokes for everybody. That's not a strong or weak thing. That's, you know, if somebody's calling you gay every single day, they're calling you gay. And then when you pop up in puberty and then you out there like that, okay, then they're mad. I mean, they can't be mad for calling you a sissy. How you gonna be mad at them? They didn't beat you down, and that's what's going on with these men. It's not, feminization of males is not, you know, they didn't get that way on their own, have not having a father in the home, okay? They got that way by women, either by the acceptance of women or the non-acceptance of women, because, you know, the way things are right now, a lot of people say that they switch sides because, and this lesbians say that too, gay men say that, and lesbians say that, say they switch sides because the other side don't like them. So they just switch sides. So, and another, they influence the switch sides. Now, you can see with Dwayne Wade and, well, not so much anymore. They quit parading that little boy around, but he has a father in his life. But he also has Gabrielle Union, his stepmother and his mother. So they both, but she's influencing him to wear makeup. And that's what these mothers, some of these mothers do. They influence them to wear makeup. These boys wear makeup. They influence them to wear wigs. They influence them to wear dresses. They influence them to dress up, not in a suit or anything like that, to be a successful man or something like that. They influence them, or they, you know, they influence them to just be feminized, you know? So women have a part to play in that too. So we got a lot of chicks out here, a lot of black mothers out here who, how would you say, on the creamy crack. And they pass that down to their daughters. Then they on the creamy crack. And that's why, that's where the term nappy-headed hoe come from. Because when chicks, when that junk start to curl back up again, okay, and they tie it up, whatever, you know, it go back and being nappy again, or natural. So dudes start making that remarks because they're uneducated. They're just going off what ignorant black women say and other black men are saying. But we're on the good side, on the good side of I would like to say, you can't hate the father and love the son. It doesn't work like that, okay? It doesn't work like that. You might not want to be with the father in a relationship. That's a whole nother story. But you can't hate the father and be with the son. You know, it don't work like that. Okay. A lot of people are working on to be better. Parents in general. And yeah. I see a better generation of people. But I also see that negative side I was just talking about with putting on damn dresses and whatnot. So that's what I mean by accept. That's a part of acceptance by females. They're accepted that way by being that. Then they grow up to be transgender. Because once you take the hormones, that's it. You're not be able to come back and be a man to do it all over again like that. Or ever. You know, you might sound like Squeaky for the rest of your life. And I don't know how Squeaky's lungs, you know, work. You know? Or how she can have a powerful voice like that, but her talking voice is, you know, squeaky. But yeah, I mean, you know what I hate? They're talking about single motherhood. Some of these females choose to be single and have babies. You know? It's like that biological clock. Some people have a biological clock. They want to have a baby before a certain age and end up having out of wedlock. And everything's cool. But my thing is, if everything is cool, why would you get a third party, like a court system, to, you want to keep the child, right? So why would you want a court system. See, that's why I would fight for custody, because it makes no sense that way. Or people need to get along better. You had the baby, you're stuck with her. You might as well live with her. You might as well at least be friends with her, but why do they always want to get a third person involved in that? Okay. So you're not sitting down and playing. You're just doing stuff out of spite. The majority of that is out of spite. Whether it be $120 a month or it be $20 a month. All that junk. That's why I believe. I've heard stories from other dudes. It looked to me like it's out of spite. Because y'all could have a house. Because you part of family now. So you could have a house together. A big house. And you once the person stay upstairs, you stay down. So you have your own room, but you still have two parents in the home. Or you live next door to each other. Or some kind of workout, some kind of system of how much he's supposed to pay. More than like it's he's supposed to pay versus she's supposed to pay because the kids are living with her. That's always the standard, you know, thing. But yeah, there's some good black mothers out here and there's some bad black mothers out here. There's Miss Tate's out here and then there's... you know, some Michelle Obama's, I guess she'd be a good black mother, but she don't have no sons, so she had daughters. So, but yeah, there's some good black mothers out here. And then there's some ones that gotta work on some stuff, and there's some ones that, you know, they gotta do better. You know? But, Happy Mother's Day. That's all I got to say, you know, to the true mothers.